smoker. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller.com. We're talking about Wi-Fi. And a group of young students did an experiment with Wi-Fi routers, and they placed the Wi-Fi router next to some plants, and the plants had a real tough time growing. Rick, if you look at the anarchist, well, no, it's not the anarchist cookbook. It's something similar to that I found at a gun show. I was perusing it at a gun show, and it showed how you can make a microwave weapon out of an old microwave oven and a waveguide made with a piece of pipe. And you could take these parts out of your microwave oven and you could aim it at a plant and turn it on and kill a plant from afar. And
yep.
That's the same frequency, 2.45 gigahertz, the frequency that microwave ovens use, the same frequency that Wi-Fi routers use. And so we've got these routers in our homes. Rick, are you convinced they're dangerous?
They're absolutely. There's dosimetry. Dosimetry means there's an LD50 ratio. That means with a certain level of exposure, 50% is going to die. And that's with LD50, lethal dose 50. And microwave have all kinds of absorption bands and organs that are sensitive to it and affecting the structured waters inside those organs, and absolutely can cause serious problem with your brain, with your heart, your liver, all of it. They're toxic.
Rick, Cochran, the attorney for O.J. Simpson, died of a brain tumor. Ted Kennedy, Edward Kennedy, died of a brain tumor. Now, those guys, if you looked at photos of them, they were on their cell phones a lot, almost like having their cell phone attached permanently to their side of their face. They got brain tumors. Now, brain tumors weren't all that popular when I was growing up. I mean, it was very unusual someone had a tumor, you know, brain tumor. So we're looking at causing that. We're actually, we are, Rick, so dumb that we are buying technology, using that technology that is absolutely dangerous to us. We're putting it right next to our brain. We're putting it in our homes. We are killing ourselves, and we're paying to do it because we think cell phones are absolutely critical. Now, I've mentioned to Mrs. Fennelli that probably in 2 weeks, that's it for the iPhone in our family. That's it. I don't want it. I don't want that darn thing near us. I don't want that thing listening in and being able to be turned on remotely when we're unaware of it. It bothers me. It bothers me that it's tracking me, and it's bothering me that we've got that 2.45 gigahertz frequency at 4 watts right near us when we're on it. I use that remote handset, but that still is not good enough for me. I don't want that darn thing. So anyway, those are my thoughts. Rick, what do you distance? We got to keep these things away from us, right?
Yeah, it's one over R squared law. The twice as far away from that event, that router, means it's one quarter of the effect on your body. Three times away is nine times. It's the square. And so the further away you get, the safer you are for, you know, that kind of being absorbed in the air. Breaks off to its amplitude that you're concerned about. And the frequency bands are unique for different organs and then the amplitude. And so there are certain bandwidths that are toxic. And I believe that cell phones are possibly one of the most, they're worse than cigarettes for toxicity.
You know, I can't get over, Rick, how young people have no idea how dangerous these things
are.
Well,
it's the way the media would portray it in terms of Walt Disney and crowds of kids singing and having a good time on their texting. It's a generational, you know, what they're doing is basically programming the kids on what they is important to them and what's of most value, you know, social relationships over scholarship of a catcher in the rye. You know, something that, you know, is forcing our levels of awareness downward, not upward. And that's what I was trying to allude to in the last hour, was the importance of constantly competing with yourself, trying to become better. And if you think your values are questionable, always question them. Always measure them. Change them. But always striving to become better.
I was in a Sam's Club, and there was this mother, this was years ago, there was a mother with her daughter traveling down one of the aisles. And the daughter was lagging behind her mother. And I thought, you know, I think that daughter should be a little closer just for her own security. You know, the daughter was looking down, walking, looking down at her phone while she was texting. And I approached the mother and I said, "Hi, could I ask your daughter a question about the cell phone? I'm a little confused. I don't understand something." And so I said to the daughter, "So you use that to communicate." This is my best Columbo that I'm doing here. You use that to communicate with your friends. And she said, "Yes, yes." And I said, "Well, let me ask you this. Do you talk to them on the phone?" She said, "Sometimes." I said, "Well, if the phone was invented after texting, meaning you had texting first, and then the phone came later, rather than the way it really is, would you call your friends more often, or would you still text them?" And she didn't know what to say. And I don't get it, because these young people are so concerned about communicating and what their friends are doing that they're missing out on life. This girl,
Again, it comes down to what's being impressed on these children, our children, what is and is not important in their life.
Yeah. I agree.
It comes back to education.
Okay, so we've determined that Wi-Fi routers are dangerous. We've determined that plants don't like being around them. I found the same thing out with my little experiment. And so, class, cell phones? Don't have them in the same room with you. There's no need to have it in your pocket. There's no need to have it in your pocket. Think about it.
Maybe stop you from ever being fertile.
Rick, maybe that's the purpose. Seriously, I believe.
Now listen, this is a true story. On 60 Minutes, Mike Wallace had the actual designer of that chip for Motorola on his show, 60 Minutes. Six times, the sixth time he was on that show, he died of a brain tumor. And the last show he did before he died, Mike Wallace said, "Well, if you could have used all these different frequency bands up there, why did they select this one group right here?" And the physicist said, "Because there were too many people in the world." End quote. Motorola.
Rick,
I left that universe and all the toys. I loved my having toys because I could really do physics with toys. You know, if I had instrumentation, I was your Huckleberry. But the problem is, and Beale, Dr. Beal is the one in the world out of Florida doing the research on the dosimetry of these electrofrequency bands on biological processes. And he's got a number of BEAL, Dr. Beal. And he is all over, as a scientist, with, in my opinion, some of the most credible reports on what these things are doing to us. And really, our whole life in the last 10 years has expanded in terms of exposure to microwave. In the last 10 years, we are now today, we talked about this last year on that event in that supermarket parking lot where cars wouldn't start because, oh, guess what?
There was a third harmonic of a radio frequency of an FM transmitter that affected the starting of keyless entry systems on cars and keyless start systems. And
do you think that might be doing to the heart on subtle levels with the water that is structured inside it? Let's go to page 15 on that. I mean, the whole thing has to do with lifestyle and the need for a change in what we consider important and why. Basics.
Rick,
you're not having, you know, particulate matter from chemtrails in it.
Your friend and mine, Dr. Norman Shuley, moved out of Springfield, Missouri, where he had a practice because of the background electromagnetic radiation was so strong. He moved probably 20-something miles north of Springfield to have his practice at his farm, where he was free from the amount of electromagnetic radiation in town. It was out of control. And Dr. Julie Pennick, another one of our instructors and friends, talks about the heart and how close the heart is to the cell phones, that, you know, guys put their cell phones in their pockets, you know, shirt pockets. What are they thinking? Shirt pocket is the left pocket right adjacent to the heart. And if that's not, I mean, seriously. And her husband is a heart surgeon. So she's very in tune with this. So we put our phones next to our reproductive system in our jeans. We put it in our shirt pocket next to our heart, and when it's not there,
GPS, it's constantly transmitting even when it's turned off.
Mm-hmm. And if it's not in our pants pocket or shirt pocket, it's right next to our brain. We're talking on it. So the point is, the young people are sleeping with these phones next to their brains at night, so that if the phone rings, they can get it. What are they thinking? They don't need to get the phone unless it's an emergency. And what's wrong with a landline? And what's wrong with planning? And if you're going to the store, why are you calling the house to say, and then what was I supposed to get when I was here? Make sure you have that list before you go to the store. Jeez. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So yesterday, Dr. Norman Shealy and I were on the air, and we were talking about a prayer contest, a prayer for the restoration of America and the voluntary leaving of office of BHO. That would be the golfer, the guy who goes on vacation with his wife a lot. That would be 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue that I'm talking about. So we had this, we started the prayer contest, and I've received some prayers in as emails, and please continue sending your entry for the prayer that we will use to restore America on this broadcast. Make it short, okay? And the intent is we want to restore America. We will read it on the air, and it will become the prayer. And the winner of the contest will receive a vial of bliss, air bliss, by Dr. Norman Shealy, and that's what makes me so goofy. So if you want to know why, just write that prayer, email it to Vincent at usapreparers.com, and I will put that in a usapreparers.com coffee mug, and we will send it out to the winner. And of course, we're going to make, we'll make the decision as to what is the most appropriate prayer. So seriously, be deliberate in your thought, be concise, and email it to Vincent at usapreparers.com. I've received some already, so keep them coming. I'm not sure how long we'll run this contest, but when we find the right one, we'll make sure that that is known. Also, if you want to be anonymous, we just let us know. We won't use your name. We won't use your email address. But if you want credit for it, we'll be glad to provide that too. Rick, I want to share something with you, and I'd like your opinion on where the technology has gone. Now, back in 1980, I was one of the founders of a company that manufactured satellite communications equipment. And we were in California in Silicon Valley. And April was coming up. April 1st, you know, April Fool's Day was coming up in about a month. And so this was in 1980. The year was 1980. And we sent out this April Fool's spoof. And what we said was a guy named Bertonis, Bert Bertonis, and I were founders of this company. And he's been on the air with us. And so we sent out this spoof, and we said these two researchers, a guy named V. Illineff and J. Sinotreb, and that's our name spelled backwards, were the researchers who unveiled this technology at the sanitary facility of Walter Reed Army Hospital. And it was called the TX Bus, B-U-S, a computer interface. And what you could do is you would plug your satellite receiver into this connector in your arm that would be surgically implanted in your arm. It would ultimately connect to your brain. And so you would decide what character you wanted to be in a movie. And you would have to be stress test, because if you were the wrong character, you might, you know, actually kill yourself with the stress level induced by being that character, like if you were Rocky Balboa. And we sent it out to Popular Science, Popular Mechanics, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the LA Times, Ebony Magazine, about 40 magazines. Hard copy was sent out, and they published the darn thing. And so people were calling us, and they wanted to buy stock in our company. And I thought, man, oh, man, this is unbelievable. Actually, this is what companies do to sell stock. They invent things that they haven't invented. And people believe that these companies are going to take off because of this exciting technology that cannot exist at the time. And so anyway, we didn't sell any stock. I wouldn't allow it. But people wanted to buy stock in our company because they thought we invented anti-gravity. Here's the point, Rick. Do you think we'll get to the point where we'll just plug in some electronic device and it will take over our minds?
Well, they already have done that. You don't plug in the TV and the radio and, I don't know, the electronics of the Internet right now becoming our collective unconscious. It's really an interesting way to look at everything. We're already plugged into something. You know, our eyes have been plugged in. Our ears have been plugged in. Social things. There's different layers of the hologram.
Fascinating. You looked at that. What you're saying is we did it without the interface. The interface is our eyes and our ears.
Well, that's the beginning part of it. Later, they'll have better ways to do it with brain drivers, and then certain ways they can entrain the brain. They do that now in, you know, Target stores. We're using synthetic telepathy to stop shoplifting, and then they stopped because there might have been some federal regulations about that in terms of subliminal. Walmart actually explored a thing called the center, where it was in the center of the store that if you voluntarily stepped inside that circle, you could hear all the ads inside your head, you know, on specials going on in the store.
Are you talking about hyper audio?
No, I'm talking about synthetic telepathy, microwave band.
Tell you what, when we come back, Rick, can you tell us a little bit more about it? This is fascinating. Stopping shoplifting? Huh. Planning thought. What if you weren't planning to be shoplifting? What if you were like the rest of us? Or just
woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I got a call from Paul Victor. He's going to be on the air with us tomorrow at 9 o'clock. He's our financial strategist about, you know, debt and how to survive, you know, debt collection, those kinds of things. He's going to be on the air tomorrow at 9. He told me that he's going to come out of the closet tomorrow. Now, there are all kinds of closets, and I don't think it's the one that you might first have thought of. So tomorrow at 9, Paul Victor, we're going to talk about debt and what to do when you're being beat up by the system. And let's see. Rick Miller is with us, and he's talking about synthetic telepathy. Target stores used it to prevent shoplifting, and then the Chinese factory outlet lets you in a circle and learn about the store specials. Rick, tell us what that's about, and then we've got Kyle on the line.
There's been actually some laws to stop this because there is an issue in terms of toxicity. The microwave band. What it does, basically, it's 0.3 to 3 gigahertz. It's a different band than the one you were talking about earlier with cell phones. And what it does is it causes the temporal lobes to heat up slightly and begin to ring. Now, what that is, it's like it changes the temporal lobe into becoming a crystal that can receive heterodyned information, voices. They would put on the microwave band, and you can actually literally, because of the ringing, hear them in your head. And there's some question as to whether or not it's you talking to yourself because you don't hear it like you do the ears. It's more or less, there goes a chemtrail right there, right now. I can't believe it.
Rick, are you saying that I got to get the Charmin, I mean, I got to go get the Charmin right now? I mean, is that what...
No, you're not supposed to squeeze it. You know, that will make you absolutely want to. So, you know, the whole thing's nuts. And I don't really... These are now, by the way, that technology is over 30 years old, which means it's off the shelf. Anybody with a right credit card can go buy that.
Rick, I have a Nazi helmet right here in the studio. It's a Luftwaffe helmet. And it, you know, comes down over the ears, and everybody that comes into it's on the other studio desk, you know, when the freeze dry guy would come in or John Stattmiller would come into the studio with me or whomever, these guys would seem to pick that helmet up, not the freeze dry guy, but I've got a picture of John Stattmiller with his Nazi helmet on, Ken Hurley put it on, you know, I look over and there they are at the microphone with this helmet on. Well, I'm thinking that I need to wear this if I go into these stores to protect my brain.
No, that won't help you at all with microwave. There is a book, the science fiction book. It's excellent. It's called The Sword of Allah. And the book takes place, what happens is a blue turbaned Ayatollah gets hold of a particle beam weapon, and instead of threatening the Earth, he pumps it into the Earth, into the Sun, to artificially create sunspots that then set up a sterilization of the Earth as it turns. And the last chapter, as the Earth is dying, sterilized by microwave, is the secret bunker in Grand Staff, Oregon, has a big seal on it. Now, and some radical kids, you know, that had a newsletter, get a hold of it and won't let the president in at the last chapter. It's a very interesting book. But the point is that the door to this bunker is 64 threads, very finely screwed in so that the whole thing screws in, and microwave will climb right through that by being so small, quantum mechanical level, that there's no barrier in terms of shielding. You couldn't have enough lead to stop microwave. It'll just walk right through that like butter.
Rick, we've got a caller, Kyle from Montana, and Kyle stepped up to the plate, and he's going to be an instructor starting on December 27th at 9 o'clock in the morning, Central Time. Kyle, welcome to USAPreparedness.com.
Good morning, Vince and Dr. Miller. I love your program, Vince, and I love Dr. Miller. He's so funny, but he's so informative on so many issues, you know. But I've got something that's kind of interesting. You know, when I first heard about all of this, you know, putting your router next to your plants, and I decided, well, I'll go do that. And so I did. I took my router and I put it out there next to the plants, and been about, I don't know, 2 or 3 months, and they're still growing great. You know, but
that's because the router isn't right next to it. It's a 1/r². You put that plant right up next to the router and watch what happens next. When I say next to it, I mean less than inches. You put it right next to it. Watch what happens.
Well, I guess I got to preface this. My router is the kind that trims wood.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Hey, so Kyle, you're talking about a 30,000 RPM.
Right? What's that again?
You're talking about a 30,000 RPM router, right?
Yeah, right.
The way I did it, I had an Echo, and I used an Alaskan mill and made my own planks.
Yeah, I was just teasing a little bit there. But, you know, the thing that really this morning touched me and thought about a lot is, you know, what you were talking about earlier, Dr. Miller, about, you know, how that our entire society, you too, Vince, and mentioning it, that our entire society has been changed as far as what we think is important anymore. That's one of my buttons. And, you know, I've tried to tell my kids and everybody that, you know, the truth is until we can wake up to the point of understanding that we've been raised in a septic tank and decide not to live there anymore, you can't get very far in this as far as prepping or as far as, living or as far as anything in real life.
You know, the Greek had a word for that. It was called autarch, A-U-T-A-R-C-H, autarch. It meant supreme individual sovereignty. And you start with yourself. And that's the theme I started earlier about competing with yourself and trying to make yourself purer. That was the alchemical elixir, the idea of being an alchemist, you know, to try to make yourself more pure. And your belief systems, your assumed truths, all of this allows those kinds of realities to or not exist.
But you see, I think, too, I agree with you completely that, you know, it's a matter of drawing a slide rule, so to speak, for yourself every day. But Vince and I were talking about that off the air when he called me back. You know, so many people want to do something, but it seems like because of the programming that they've been raised in, they either don't apply it or they just take it as knowledge to stick in the back of their head and maybe I'll use it someday kind of thing, you know, and it's just not going to help you. You know, it's just not going to put anybody...
That's what they call the process, where it's an art. It's not a final product. It's always moving towards something.
Yeah, exactly. Kyle, I agree with you completely.
Kyle, you live in the middle of nowhere, Montana, as far as I know, and you have to plan everything. You have to plan everything that you do, or you can run out of fuel, you can run out of battery for your alternative energy system, you can run out of everything by not planning. And that's one of the things that cell phones have removed from us, the need to plan. Because literally, and I've mentioned it many times, you know, the husband or the wife can go to the store and say, now, what was I supposed to get? I forgot. But, or don't tell me, call me when I get to the store, or I'll call you when I get to the store, and then you can let me know. And people walking down the aisles, picking up items off the store shelves like robots, being controlled by the person at the other end of the phone, saying, don't forget the coffee, don't forget the Charmin, Tide, get that laundry detergent, you know. That's crazy.
I totally agree.
And why can't we do it the way we do it at our farmhouse when Mrs. Finelli and I go shopping? We go together and we say, okay, what is it that we need? And then we look at the route and we say, okay, first stop is this one. We just don't dart all over town. There's a method to what we do. We save fuel, we save time, and we buy it in bulk. That's what we do. And if you don't have a cell phone, you can do that. You can even do it with a cell phone, but you don't have to do it real time. How about planning?
Oh, I totally agree.
And
Vince, you know, what we do is there's a list on the door of our house, and when we need something, we write it on the list, because when we do go to town, we hit anywhere from 13 to 18 stops, usually every time we go to town. It'll have to, you know, you'll have to do something. And we do. We plan it out so that when we can make a loop through town and hit the stops that we need to hit, and then we're out of town.
Sounds old-fashioned to me, huh?
Oh, man.
That's
it's
what we
like
do.
I told you before. You know, you guys are so much living so much in the same general area. You're just like a brother from another mother, you know. I really mean that. Because you just, the truth is, you know, the more we talk, the more we are on exactly the same page. But, you know, what I was going to tell you about living in the middle of nowhere, Montana, is I don't really live in nowhere, but you can see it from here.
Yeah. That's what I said when I lived in the Okanagan.
Rick, your thoughts on this kind of lifestyle that...
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, and I'm trying to walk my talk so that I'm consistent and people can see where the areas of consistency are important in terms of family and friendships, that kind of thing. That's called magic. It's a rigorous pathwork like physics is. It's a discipline of forcing yourself to get up every morning, even though you may not want to, and do it. Get her done. That's the word.
You know, that's really, Rick, that is so, so important what you just said. Hey, Kyle, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, you bet.
Appreciate the call. We'll see. Kyle, we'll see you on the 27th at 9 o'clock.
Yep.
Rick, what you said is so important. We'll be right back. Dr. Richard Alan Miller, RichardAlanMiller.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash day.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds dirty.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. And class, Richard Allen Miller is an expert in anesthesia and mind control. So, Rick, here's the question that we should probably discuss in the last couple of minutes. Now, we've got these cell phones and we've become dependent on them. And are we programming ourselves into a lower form of life, not capable of planning as well? And here's what I mean. So imagine the Starship Enterprise, right? Captain Kirk is on board and then he gets teleported to the surface of the planet. So he's now on the planet. He opens up his communicator and he says to Spock, "Hey, Spock, now, what was I supposed to do now that I'm here? Can you give me direction? Because I forget. What was I doing here?" Now, I can see how the use of these cell phones, carrying them with us, to remind us of the stuff that we should have remembered, we should have been creative enough to think about, and determine on our own, we've lost the ability to do that. Rick, is that just me thinking that? Or are we actually programming ourselves into stupidity?
Well, I don't know if we're doing it to ourselves as much as something else might be doing it for us, helping us along. And, you know, if you go all the way up into the collective unconscious, basically, Rudolf Steiner was the one that said that man is devolving and will continue to devolve until the year 3000. So, you know, there's a future. I don't have the answers to this. All I can do is walk my talk and hope that other people see how that leads to inner strength and conviction of purpose. And it's purpose that is going to awaken in everyone. Once you get what you're here for, then you're now moving toward evolution.
Rick, on the opposite end of the spectrum, I was thinking about our son who is at college right now, and he is required, as all students that happen to be at Ossie University, at this particular university, they have to work. They have to spend about 15 hours a week working, and it's a very tough, tough environment at this university. And he could have been a hydroceramic technician, which means that he could have had a job as a dishwasher in the kitchen. He could have been food service. He could have worked on the farm, the dairy. Instead, he could have been a groundskeeper, maintenance guy. He decided he wanted to be in new construction. So he's on the scaffold. He's in the buckets, on the bucket trucks. He's building new dormitories. He's part of the crew. When he's not in class, he's part of the crew working his way through college. And I said to him, I called him last night, and I said, I'd like to go to Arkansas tomorrow to meet with our instructor, Mike Parsons. And we're going to be buying a used chicken coop. Now, this is a large chicken coop. This is like 40 feet wide by 120 feet long. So I want him to come with me. And so he started the discussion, and he said, yeah, Dad, here's all we have to do. We can pour the concrete walls. We can get the transit out. And he started telling me things about how we can build this large chicken coop. So what I'm saying is that's the opposite. By getting away from some of the technology and actually thinking, we can actually evolve rather than devolve. I'm really concerned about it, Rick. They say that the youngsters are the brightest and best ever. And I know a guy who had the answer to that, and he said, yeah, but it's hard to prove it.
Well, the key to actually becoming sovereign is to expand your skill set. Learn how to do other kinds of things that you haven't otherwise ever thought about. How to collect seed in the wild. That's a good skill to learn. Think in terms of personal growth that makes you more independent on just having to depend on yourself, not something or someone else.
Rick, I got home from the meetup last Monday around midnight. Why? Because the class wanted to learn how to solder. We had ladies and gentlemen learning how to solder. They kept me all night. So you're absolutely right on the money, Rick. I'm in total agreement. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, you can go to his website, buy his books. I suggest you consider that for Christmas. Great Christmas presents, under $20. Richard Allen, A-L-A-N, Miller.com. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your knee's gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.